doing the wood and cut straight poles. Some of them be that big, then cut another thing for it to fit at each corner.
You wouldn't, how would you do, how'd you make them fit?
Make them, cut a slat, look.
Notch?
A notch. This had a big old post, you know, what's going on it.
Yeah.
It started from the ground. Then you had it so it fit the hood. And then make a corner to it, just like you do the rafting. Sure would.
Did you ever, did you have a top up in the barn?
Yeah.
Where would you store the hay?
We usually would do just with, if it's bale, we could put some in the barn, you know. But really, we put it on the shed like that. Just stack it. Then look, I've did it here a many times. Put a post in the ground. And pack it all the way around the post so you get way up. That's the outside stack. And the rain would never get wet in the middle. Have it built on the, in this shape. I know a fella wake himself so to death here about doing that. You know what he'd do? I never saw a man cat high as he would. Well, he'd put a louser there and care a fork full at the time. As much as he could with a hay fork on his shoulder, on this louser till he, well, he'd put it up high as that thing yonder. That big old shock. You have it wired from here at the bottom, you're about to your car. Then, but he carried in this foam in the rain, for the rain. I've had them here 3 and 4 shops of it, all the winter. And the inside of that, did sweet potato that way. I'll say, some of them potato pumps I had out in the weather now, I wouldn't go eat them till March. And they'd be just like they was not. The way to do that, you dig a hole and place them in there, hay, dry hay. A layer hit, then a layer of taters till you get high you want.
What'd you call that?
Call it a tater pump.
Tater pump?
Yeah.
Pump, huh? Mm-hmm.
And then we had another way of doing it. We put dry corn stalk straight around this pump.
Uh-huh.
Man, that kind of way. I tell you what I saw a fella did one time, an old man. He liked me, and he'd most tell me anything. He had a way no other man in that country would make taters like he would. And I'm going to tell you the truth. He'd carry them to Marvel. He'd be sure the white people, what you call it on Zibidee or something, or he called it, and they'd buy them. Look, that long. So I said to him one day, I said, I don't understand you. I raised taters, but I never can raise them like that long, what you raise. He said, I like you, and I'm going to tell you, but don't tell everybody what I tell you. I said, all right, I'll keep them. He said, I'll tell you what you do in the spring. Till you get your, well, when you take your keel down, all them small ones, put them just distal. He measures how long. He said, put them about that far apart. Put one here, that's the tater, in the row.
About two foot, how many foot?
About a foot and a half, he said. He said, put them about a foot and a half apart, but let it be a tater instead of the slip. He said, and then cover it up. And that same little tater you put here, now that's what that old man told me. That same little tater you put here at this hill, and the earthen like that. See, it's going to go right on down the road. And I found out he's not just telling it to me and my wife. I said, had two rows like that. Nothing but the tater, not the tater slip. He said, I tell you, that same little tater, it wasn't going to be my thumb, some of them. That thing would grow all the way down till it get that long, some of them. So I went to dig him. I said, look at you. That old man know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another thing about watermelon I learned from a guy. He has the same name. He could make watermelon big than anybody. I said, how you make them bigger than us? I've got a one-man prison, man. None of mine be that long as them you got. He said, I'm going to tell you that, but you keep that to yourself. He said, I go in the patch when they all, when they come and got all them young ones on it, and take them all off of my fork. He said, that make you get that size. He said, if I am not able to make them all, and that look nice, don't it?
Uh-huh.
He said, I leave four on there, and man, you can make them that long. Because that take care of the vine furnish it to them. Catch me. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you understand me, don't you?
Yeah.
I did it with the tail. I said I was going to...